Hello, this is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. It's my somewhat irregular podcast, I guess, talking about markets, and it is the day after Thanksgiving. I wanted to give everybody an update on what's going on with the markets today, and it was a wild trade starting out overnight. We saw a significant impact in world markets from the news out of South Africa of the new strain of COVID, I guess. Really scared a lot of traders around the world. We saw the energy markets, the world stock markets, all plummet hard. The currency markets also got hit hard here today with the dollar correcting quite a bit. We saw an influx of money going to precious metals as a safe haven, and so the gold market was higher in their trade. Now, the U.S. grain and commodity markets did not start trading until 8:30 this morning, so we didn't have that overnight trade, and we didn't really get to see the impact until the opening of that day session here at 8:30 Central Time. Markets did close at noon today, so we had an abbreviated session, but it was a wild day. We did see corn open nearly a dime lower. Soybeans were sharply lower, down to 20 plus cents. The wheat market kind of followed with corn. The cotton market followed the stock market, which got hammered pretty hard, and we saw that in the cotton market here today. So into the close today, though, we kind of saw markets, a few of them, kind of moderate a little bit. Corn especially did come back and actually finish on the higher side. And I think when it was all said and done, corn reacted to its best weekly export sales report of the year. Corn sales last week over 1.5 million metric tons, and that was a positive for that market. Bean sales last week were 1.4 plus million metric tons, so not bad numbers there as well. But the bean market, kind of reacting more to the overseas situation here in the overnight hours. So just a quick rundown of the markets today. December corn closed up 6.5 cents at 586 and a quarter. March corn up 6 and a quarter at 591 and three quarters. January soybeans down 13 cents at 1253 and a half. March soybeans down 13 and three quarters at 1263 and a half. December Chicago wheat down 6.5 cents at 830 and a quarter. Kansas City December wheat down 3 and a quarter at 870. Minneapolis December wheat, though, up 5 3/4 cents at 1042 and a half. December cotton down 541 at 114.97. March cotton down 393 at 111.85. January rice was down 14.5 points at 1431 and a half. The cattle market, showing December cattle unchanged at 137.90. January feeders up 40 cents at 167.32. December hogs were down $1.90 at 73.52. The dollar index down about 0.8 of a point this morning. That's a huge drop, considering especially it had been making new 16-month highs just before Thanksgiving. Crude oil down $10.04 a barrel. Huge drop at 68.35. Gold is up $3 at 1787 an ounce. The Dow right now down 1,119 points, 34,630. The Wall Street Journal reporting that's the biggest drop that we've ever had on a Black Friday. And certainly Black Friday does tend to see a lot of volatility in the markets. We tend to see a thin trade historically, especially in the days when we had the live open outcry trade in Chicago. We didn't have a lot of traders in on the day after Thanksgiving. We tended to see a lot of swings in the markets, but even with electronic trading now, seeing a lot of swinging today. As we come back next week, I think it's important to look ahead. Next week, I think the focus will start to kind of tune into USDA's December crop report. Now, we will not get updates in production for corn, beans, and spring wheat in that report. I believe they do come out with an updated cotton production number. But we'll be primarily looking at South American production, and we'll also be looking at U.S. demand. There's maybe some concern based on a report that USDA put out last week, a long-term demand projection number, that USDA would drop the bean bean export demand in this report. USDA did that in this longer-term report that came out last week. So I would look for USDA to maybe lower its bean number slightly. We'll also look at the South American numbers. The state of Paraná in Brazil increased its soybean production number in its report this morning. They did increase their planted acreage number slightly in Parana, basically due to good planting conditions this year. So we'll see if USDA makes any changes. They're already forecasting a record Brazilian crop at 144 million tons. So we'll see if there's any changes. That report comes out on December the 9th. It'll be a week from next Thursday. So, but that'll be the focus, I think, as we return here next week and we flip the calendar into December. Otherwise, it's that holiday time of year. You know, we tend to see the markets trade a little thinner, but certainly this news about COVID overseas and with some of the talk about lockdowns in Germany and in Austria and maybe some concerns about other neighboring countries, it's going to cause some impact possibly on these markets well through the holidays. So that, you know, will definitely be the driving force, I think, here as we move ahead. Besides that, I don't have a whole lot else to talk about. We'll watch the technical indicators. The 9-day moving averages seem to be really strong support right now, especially in corn and soybeans and in the wheat markets. So we'll watch those. I don't have a chance to update charts here right now, but I think that it looks like that those levels did kind of hold pretty well here today, especially in the corn and the wheat market. Even on the dip earlier this morning, markets were able to bounce back off of those. So that will be something we continue to watch. With that, I'm going to adjourn. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.